Yep, Now You're in Heaven. That was basically a Julian Lennon production. You want to know more about it? I'll just get it off here and tell you that it was produced by Patrick Lennon. So there you go, produced by Patrick Lennon on Soir. And I didn't know that was Julian Lennon, that song. I'd heard it on the radio for ages back then when it was popular. I didn't know it was Julian Lennon, but it is. I didn't get to finish telling you my bit of advice for the parents out there who are having problems with their little rangers. The most common problem with Power Rangers and the fact that people say, oh, that show's too violent, and oh, this and all, it makes my kids, you know, kick the sofa and that sort of stuff, is that the kids become little rangers, fine. They play little games in their head, which is fine, and so do the people who are into cult stuff. What you've got to remember is that there's ethics that are built into the show which you can use to your advantage. If you find kids kicking themselves or otherwise practicing their hip-hop keto moves on each other or whatever the case may be, just politely remind them that it's never been seen that Power Rangers hit themselves, guys. So just politely remind them of that. Say, look, you know, Zordon's not going to be really impressed if Power Rangers are fighting each other. There's villains to fight.
Well, actually, in episodes 17 through to 21, Green Ranger actually fights the other Rangers.
Yeah.
I suppose it's sort of, considering the Green Ranger is not a Power Ranger at that time.
I suppose that's poetic license, but
then Tommy realises what he's done.
But it's still a good thing. I've done it a couple of times because I work in schools a bit, and it always works. They always decide that is the case.
Well, there's actually another example on episode number 56 that Tommy and Jason have a spell cast on them by the slippery shark, and they try and fight everyone and have this big fight before they end up going
that's,
to fight
that's, yeah.
the monster. So
eroding Power Rangers' self-confidence is a common theme in Power Rangers stories.
Episode 44, Crystal of Nightmares.
Yes. Quoting all these numbers, actually, it was very hard to find out. Nowhere else in the world could actually give me a list of all the different episodes, and I came up with that because Australia actually got it in order and we got it right first time.
Which is
quite unusual for Australia. Did you know that when the episodes 1 to 60 were shown in the first half of this year, the last six episodes were shown in this country before they were shown in the US?
Yeah, I heard that a few weeks ago.
Yes, so that was a bit of episodes internet news. Here in Australia actually saw something before the Americans did. So there you go.
So we saw the Lizinator before the Americans did.
Yeah, but then now we've got to wait until next March to see season
so
two.
They're back ahead of us again.
We'll talk about that later. We haven't talked about what it is still.
We're getting there.
Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Well, let's get it over and done with.
Yes, here we go.
Here it is.
On Swy, in stereo.
I see. I've got to press play.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
This is a CD.
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Oh, shine, shine. Hush, hush. I do I.
Impress your ears. Soir FM.
This generation rules the nation with version. Use the answer and fool them, love.
Chip on the left hand side. Pass the dutch chip on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and
run. It a go done.
Give me the music, make me
jump and run. It was a cool and lonely, breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
You could feel it cause it was the month of
June. How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got no food?
As I passed through the dreadlocks camp, I heard them say,
how does it feel when you got no food?
Pass
dochi pani left hand side. Pass the dochi pani left hand side. It a go bon.
Give me the music, make me jump from front.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me rock in a di dum. Bang 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 bang.
So I stopped to find out what was going on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
'Cause the spirit of Jah, you know he leads you on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
There was a ring of dreads and the session was there in swing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
And you could feel the chill as I seen and heard them sing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the dochi on the left hand side. Pass the dochi on the left hand side. It a go bon.
Give me the music, make me jump from front.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me rock.
Dochi on the left hand side. Pass the dochi on the left hand side. It a go bon.
Give me the music, make me jump from front.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me rock in a di dum. You play it on the radio, and so me say we a go hear it on the stereo. And so me know we a go play it on the disco. And so me say we a go hear it on the stereo.
Pass the dochi on the left hand side. Pass the dochi on the left hand side. It a go bon.
Give me the music, make me jump from front.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump in a di dum.
On the left hand side. 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 On the left hand side.
We say east, we say west, we say north
hand side.
Yeah, Musical Youth is the name of that particular production, and of course Pass the Dutchie, a track I used to request continuously on 2VTR many years ago, and I found it, so I played it for you. It's about, I've been told it's about drugs actually, that track, but I'm search me, I can't work out how that has anything to do with drugs. Pass the Dutchie, if anyone can answer that. They can ring. Don't ring at the moment because Cunningham's still on the air. But when he hangs up, you
well,
can
he's
ring.
Well, he's not
us
on the air.
No, he's on the phone.
Yeah, but not
you can tell us what your interpretation of that track is. Mm. Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side.
Actually,
Musical Youth.
Actually, thinking about it, we can't talk about drugs because Power Rangers are the non-drug people.
Yes,
anti-drugs.
Power Rangers have been appointed as the what is it? Dare.
I'll find it.
Yeah, I've got. Yeah, you'll find some of their products have got Dare, you know, Dare to... Basically, I think the reason they chose the Power Rangers is because they don't use... Does anyone remember Roger Ramjet out there?
Yeah, that's in this thing here too. Somewhere.
Well, of course, that was... a lot of the adults out there would remember Roger Ramjet and how he used to pop his proton pill, proton energy pill, that is.
Yes.
And then... Yeah. And they'd die.
And then you just see the pictures with a pow,
yeah,
crunch.
Yeah, and all the usual
stuff. He's
your
Batman.
Yeah.
But no,
Power Rangers is very different. Instead of that, they have their Power Morphers. And I'm led to believe that the drug people in America believe that the Power Morphers are not a drug.
Well, so, they're not, really.
So, I don't know. They do a few things to the old bodies there. For the adults amongst us, who are really into this sort of thing, and into continuity errors within the first series of Power Rangers, which is currently showing, you can call to order the originality of Yellow Rangers Trini if you want, between the American material which is shown and of course the Japanese material, because on the Japanese Zyranger program, for which the material for Power Rangers is sourced, the Yellow Ranger is a male.
Mm.
That is correct. So there's four males and one female.
But Power
of course,
Rangers.
Power Rangers has three males and two females.
Which
so.
Is. Let's, we're
so
going to do it
see if you
here.
Can see. Catch any difference there? There will be a reward
in there.
For anyone who can tell us what the difference is on SWRFM next week. You can ring on InPhase and tell us what's the difference between Trini and a trini in a morphed mode.
Yes.
Sort of like fighting things, and normal mode. And if you can tell us the difference, then you will receive a prize. An in-phase prize.
An in-phase prize, yes. You will be able to choose
I'm not going to say what it will be. They will receive a prize. It could be that record I threw away.
Yes.
All right.
Throwing it somewhere.
I haven't got a track ready.
We've got to do it on a night now. Yeah, we'll do it on a night. Here's the situation on Swell. We've got, like, 5 boxes of CDs here, and, like, there's just, like, so many tracks on each CD.
There is not. 5 boxes of records.
Well, yeah, but we've got to do it on a night. He's a CD person.
Just talk for a sec.
All right, I'm going to talk for a sec. Yeah, is Pete still on the line over there? Yeah, I think he is too. Yeah, he's still on the line there. He's still playing his computer there. On 166 kilometres per hour down the straight.
Yeah, right, I'm back again.
Right, here we go, that's good.
Okay, enough
actually,
talk.
Actually, there's something I just found here. The licensee list, Gaffey International Licensing. The contact, you can either contact Fred Gaffey or Rita Violetta.
Yes, I talked to her about that on the phone.
Rita?
And she said, oh no, not again. And I said, well, you know, you can't have a name like Rita.
Yeah, anyone named Rita is now severely disadvantaged.
And
people who are named like Jason, Zach, Kimberly, Trini, or Billy, or Tommy.
The firm that's handling the production sets, actually, now the firm that's handling the production sets in at the showground in Sydney is Pingu Productions, but the people who are handling that side of it are called AET Rita. Well, that's a bit of a killer.
AET Rita. What does it stand for?
I have no idea. It could be AEP Reuter. Sort of a send-off of that. I don't know, but that's their name. I mean, Rita. Why Rita?
Yes.
Obviously. Maybe they don't want the movie to succeed.
They're bad. They're bad people.
Okay, this next track is for Mark Boback, who might be out there listening.
Up in the mountains.
I believe he wanted this track played. It's pretty standard, and it's relevant, because if anyone remembers this particular show, i.e. The Greatest American Hero, it also involved a slightly older chap who used to don the red suit at that stage.
The red suit? Name wasn't Jason by any chance, was it?
No, it was actually... Oh, I can't... It's so long ago, I can't remember the plot of this thing, but I remember that it had a lot to do with the FBI. But yes, basically he was given a super suit from some space aliens. And
did he morph into it?
No, he didn't. He had to change into it, and it was a real pain in the neck. yes, it certainly was. it was an 80s program. I think it's pretty worn out now. The title sequence, which used to go with it, was written by Joey Scarberry, and it hit the charts at around about 1980, maybe 81.
Paul just checks that. He's just
81, according to the record label. And this is what it sounded like. Here you go. Very slothy stuff on Swar. And note the fact that it's vinyl, so that's why all those scratches are there.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody. From out of the blue, breaking me out of the spell I was in, making all of my wishes come true. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe
That's vinyl for you, eh?
That's good, actually. Josh, that sounds good.
Josh, if you're out there, I challenge you to claim me to say that was not a vinyl. You can still hear it going in the background. Yeah.
It's finishing now.
Joey Scarbury, Believe It or Not.
Yes. And considering I wanted that in my vinyl
Believe It or Not, in the 80s, because of course that, and in the 90s, it's Power Rangers, and
yes.
Although it's designed for the age 2 to 11s,
people such as like
some people never
age
grew
27,
up.
Is it right?
Yeah, something
yes,
like that.
Something like that.
Some people never grow up, and yeah, basically.
Mm.
Okay, we'll just talk a bit, just get this out
here
of the way.
We'll
because time's just
cuddle.
Going on, it's 10 o'clock now.